Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizer-Beach said event promoters have a vital role to play in supporting the efforts by the Ministry of Health to curb the spread of COVID-19. She appealed to the promoters to be honest and scrupulous in hosting the various events.
All along, from the first vaccinated event back in the summer, we have actually been accused of being too strict, you know, but we do not take chances. So we are working closely with the promoters. We are vetting, you know, exactly who we give permission, we recommend giving permission to, because you remember the final permission is given by the police, the commissioner of police, the Ministry of Health advises, and we are urging all of these promoters, we're going to trust you, this is a partnership, we have to work together to make sure that persons come to your events, enjoy them safely, and nobody gets sick at the end of it. So we are working close with them, and we're pretty reassured that they fully understand the importance of following all of the protocols, ensuring that persons who present themselves as being vaccinated, we will be double-checking and triple-checking, and that even while you are in the event, the other protocols need to be followed.
That was Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizer-Beach. In the region, in Jamaica, the Ministry of Health has ironed out the issues which stalled Monday's rollout of digital COVID-19 vaccination cards. Members of the public were unable to access the cards because of technical difficulties. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton yesterday apologized for the delay. The ministry had announced that existing physical cards would be phased out over the next 2 months and replaced by the digital cards. The electronic cards will provide Jamaicans with a more secure, internationally accepted and convenient means of verifying their vaccination status. And the new card will also enable persons to have easier access to events which require proof of vaccination for entry. And in the international arena, an analysis has revealed that persons catching Omicron are 50 to 70% less likely to need hospital care compared with other variants. The UK Health Security Agency says its early findings are encouraging, but it said the variant could still lead to large numbers of people in hospital. The health secretary said it was too early to determine the next steps. The report comes hot on the heels of data from South Africa, Denmark, England, and Scotland, which all pointed to reduced severity. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.